Well, brethren, welcome to this evening of delightful, thoughtful praise. We're going to open this service with the use of hymn number 219. And if you feel after 6 days of convention, you would like to render thanks to God, this is the right hymn. We're going to sing all four verses of 219. We'll stand on the last verse, and then we'll be led in prayer by Brother David Whitbrook. Hymn 219, all four verses, stand on the last. Going to enter the presence of the Most High Himself. We'd ask Brother David Whitbrock to direct our thoughts.
Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again we come before Thee with thankful hearts, thankful that we've been blessed for this whole week. We ask a continued blessing on this service where we can give praise to Thee. To Thy glory, to Thy grandeur, to Thy goodness, we ask these things that we might be found worthy to sing praises to Thee. We thank Thee especially for this week of blessing where we've learned more of Thee and Thy dear Son and more of Thy plans and purposes. We ask that You would continue now to be with us during this last service. And we especially thank Thee for the gift of Thy dear Son who died on behalf of the whole world, and we look forward to that coming kingdom where all may rejoice. We thank Thee for these things. We leave this in Thy care and keeping. We ask these things in Jesus' dear name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother David. Well, dear brethren, this is going to be a moving tribute to our faith and our thanks. And we're thankful to have Brother Paul Lagno to direct this group. But this group has put in effort and labor and time. We're thankful not only for the talents, but for their use on our behalf. Let our hearts rejoice. Brother Paul Lagno.
Thank you, Brother David. I just want to say, I just got off of Zoom. I talked with my wife briefly and the brethren there. I took them backstage to see the choir do their final rehearsal on Zoom. And Brother Tim Krupa is with us online. I knew he would be with us in spirit, but I'm so happy that he's with us. And I'm sure Sister Dawn is hopefully listening as well. This is a tradition in transition. This tradition of Melodies of Praise, I don't know if you know, was started 50 years ago by Brother Tim and Sister Dawn. I know that because I had a long discussion with Brother Tim last night on the history, which I never knew, and he filled me in. At times they had 80 brethren on stage singing. We have a little less, we have about half of that almost, so that's very exciting for me. And this is Brother Tim's service. He planned it. He planned it with Sister Anna May. They prepared this, the core, the heart of the music for this service. And both Tim and Dawn and Sister, and also Sister Anna May, could not be with us on stage tonight. Yet this is something that they had in their hearts to present to you. And you know what happened in the past whenever Brother Tim and Sister Dawn couldn't be here? Who took over? Brother Rick Sconyers. And the Lord took him this past year. And so we had no one at the beginning of this week. In fact, the committee thought they were going to cancel this session tonight. They asked me and I said, I can't do it. I can't do it, but I'll try. And at 11 o'clock Sunday night, I'm in my bed talking to Joyce, and a knock comes on my door. I open the door, and there is an angel that's at my door. And he's across the stage here, Brother Sebastian Napchinsky. He wasn't expected to come. I'm not supposed to be here tonight. I was supposed to fly out this afternoon. I told Brother Tim I had an appointment tomorrow, which I do, but I canceled it. And I made a decision. I told the brothers at dinner tonight, and I said, I want you to hold me accountable. And Brother Yike was one of those brothers, so I know he's going to hold me accountable. I said, for the rest of my life, Lord willing, I'm going to plan the entire week of General. How many of you have already decided you're coming next year for the entire week? Come on, everybody. Thank you. Lord willing, it's all Lord willing, right? July 20 to 25. And we hope Brother Tim and Sister Dawn will be with us. We even hope Sister Anna May will be back on stage with us, Lord willing. Now, I want to say something about Sister Anna May. You know, Brother Tim and Sister Dawn began this 50 years ago, just as a jubilee year. I had been intermittently a part of this choir for probably close to 40 years, which boggles my mind. But every year I've ever been involved, Sister Anna May has been up here with Brother Tim. And I just want to thank you, and I want you to all give her a little bit of applause. Sister Anna May, we love you so much. I am doing this for my good friend, in the memory of his dear wife. I'm doing this for Brother Richard Doctor, and I think Brother Sebastian can agree with us. And many of us have lost family and friends over the last 3 years. And these songs are right to the heart. And if we want to be filled with God's Spirit, there's the formula up there. To sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making music in your hearts, and give thanks for everything. In everything, give thanks. For that's the will of God for all of us. So, I present to you Melodies of Praise.
Thank you.
That was just wonderful. Dear brethren, that was a real treat. I think the older I get, the more precious every hymn is to me. And the more I appreciate the talent of those that can bring it to our attention so pleasantly. We're going to close now with a word of prayer, but that won't be the end. We're going to have another hymn after the prayer, so still, please be seated. We're going to ask Brother Paul Lagneau to end this with prayer, and then we'll have a closing hymn. Brother Paul.
Almighty, precious, loving Heavenly Father, again, once more this week, we bow in thy beloved presence through the precious and glorious name of our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're so privileged and thankful to have this opportunity this week to be together, to sing thy praises, to glorify thy name, and to glorify the name of thy dear Son. We pray thy special blessing on all thy dear ones the world over, those that are listening on Zoom, those that are undergoing severe trials and difficulties at this time, that you would be with each one according to thy will. We're so blessed to have this fellowship, to have this truth that binds our hearts in Christian love. And now as we part, we ask thy blessing upon those who have already left and may be traveling, upon the final session of fellowship that we have together, that you would bring us safely home, if it be thy will. We're so thankful for the service of Brother Tim and Sister Dawn and Sister Anna May over the years, and for this time of rejoicing that we have of reaching 50 years of melodies of praise. And we pray thy special blessing on Brother Tim and Sister Dawn. We long for thy kingdom to come, for thy will to be done on this earth as you've promised. We pray all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Paul, for your service and for remaining with us for this service. Brethren, as you know, there's one hymn we always like to sing before we part, and that is God Be With You Until We Meet Again. You can find that hymn 64, but you won't need to because it's going to be on the screen. We're going to turn this over to Brother Sebastian for our closing hymn. Brother Sebastian, God be with you.